Welcome back, everybody, to another deep dive. We are going to do something a little different today. We're not looking at a huge stack of research papers or articles. Instead, we're going to do a deep dive into a single person's career.
Oh, interesting.
It's going to be like we have this super detailed resume right in front of us, you know, with all the projects, publications, even military experience, all laid out.
Yeah, that's not something you see every day, especially one that blends technology and academia with military leadership.
It is pretty unique. And the subject of today's deep dive is MD Rafsan Sheikh. He's currently a PhD candidate in business systems and analytics at the University of Newcastle.
Okay.
But here's the thing. Before starting his PhD, he spent 9 years as a captain in the Bangladesh Army.
Wow, 9 years. That's quite a while to be in the military. You know, that really tells you something right away. Someone with that much experience in the military makes you think of discipline, strategic thinking, leadership qualities, and all those, you know, all those qualities are actually really relevant to research and problem solving, even in academics. Yeah, it really makes you wonder how that structured military background, how does that work with the fast-paced, you know, constantly changing world of tech?
Well, and when you look at his key proficiencies, he's clearly not just keeping up. He's totally immersed in it.
Yeah.
We're talking AI, blockchain, generative AI, machine learning. He's got it all.
So let's break some of those down for a second. Some of these skills like, you know, machine learning and data analysis, you see those everywhere these days.
Mm-hmm.
Are those really that essential in his field?
Oh, absolutely. Those aren't just buzzwords. Think about it. Every second, there is just an insane amount of data being generated. Especially in finance,
right.
Machine learning. Well, that's being used to personalize financial advice,
mm-hmm.
you know, automate processes and even catch fraud.
Mm.
Data analysis is how we make sense of all that information,
mm-hmm.
how we pull out valuable insights. It's not just about finding a needle in a haystack anymore. It's like we're teaching the needle to find itself.
Mm. I like that analogy. Some of these other terms that he lists, like artificial intelligence and neural networks, they sound a little, you know, sci-fi to me.
Mm-hmm.
Is he building robots in his spare time or something?
Not robots exactly, mm-hmm. but he's working with some really futuristic technology that's shaping the future of finance.
Okay.
Think of artificial intelligence as like a way to make systems that can kind of copy human intelligence. Neural networks are, I guess you could call it a specific type of AI inspired by the human brain.
Interesting.
Yeah. And they're being used all over the place, from image recognition to fraud detection and even self-driving cars.
Wow.
Yeah, so he really is on the cutting edge of technology. And when you take all of these skills and you put them together with his research interests, you know, fintech, AI, and cybersecurity, it really starts to paint a picture.
Yeah.
He's tackling some of the biggest challenges in finance today.
Absolutely. Speaking of real-world impact, his CV actually has a whole section called IT projects.
Oh, yeah.
This is where we really see those skills in action, right?
Exactly. This is where it all comes together. We see what his work has actually produced. And it's a pretty impressive mix of projects.
All right. Well, let's dive into some of those. The first one that jumps out at me is the Army Command Management System. Sounds pretty intense.
Yeah.
He also worked on DigiDAC, which is described as a comprehensive military digital correspondence system. It seems like he was really focused on modernizing communications and operations within the Bangladesh Army.
It's not just about tech skills. It's about understanding the needs. In this case, the military's needs.
Yeah.
And being able to create technological solutions for those specific needs. Coordinating troops, managing logistics, you know, secure communication, all in a military context. It's complicated. Requires technical expertise for sure, mm-hmm. but also strategic thinking.
Yeah. It's amazing how these experiences that he's had could apply to the business world as well. And here's one that sounds a little bit more, well, user-friendly. Ask Uni, a generative AI chatbot web application.
That's you, yeah.
What is that?
This is a great example of how versatile he is. He can jump from those super specialized military systems to something that's a lot more widely applicable. I mean, imagine how a chatbot could change the way students interact with universities. Instant answers to questions, you know, access to information whenever they need it.
That's true.
It's a great example of how AI can make information more accessible for everybody and potentially change the entire education system.
And speaking of making information accessible, there's Pete Models, which is an open source Python package for, okay, get ready for this one, machine learning image classification task. Break that down for me.
All right. Basically, he created a tool that lets other developers use machine learning to classify images. And get this, he made it open source, which means anybody can use it and even build on his work.
Oh.
So it shows off his technical expertise and establishes him as a real contributor to that whole developer community.
So not only is he taking on these super complex projects, he's also sharing his knowledge and tools with the world. This CV is painting a picture of someone who is technically skilled, for sure, but also someone who's collaborative and thinking ahead. Would you agree?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And we haven't even touched on his major achievements yet. That's where we're really going to see his leadership and project management skills shine.
Okay, let's move on to that then. What kind of achievements are we talking about here?
Well, the one that really jumps out is his work at the forcibly displaced Myanmar nationals camps in Cox's Bazar in Bangladesh. He led the surveillance and security establishment project, which is a huge undertaking. He oversaw the deployment of over 2,000 security cameras across 81 kilometers of rough terrain.
Wow.
The whole project cost over 12 crore Bangladeshi taka, which gives you an idea of the size and complexity of it all.
Yeah, managing a project that big in that kind of environment, that's no easy task. I feel like his military experience probably came in handy there.
Oh, definitely. Leading a team of over 150 engineers and technicians in that situation, you need a special set of skills for that. It's not just about being good with technology, it's about leadership, coordination, being able to solve problems on the fly, and understanding how complex everything is on the ground.
So he's comfortable in those high-pressure environments and navigating all those logistical challenges. Skills like that are useful no matter what you do, really. What else is in this major achievement section?
Well, there's another project that really shows his dedication to helping his community. The construction of Shorabor Community Complex, which was overseeing the development of 7 different compounds, with a whole bunch of facilities. That one cost over 5 crore Bangladeshi taka.
He's a builder in every sense of the word, you know. Building systems, building communities, building a legacy of impact. And what I find really fascinating is how he connects these totally different experiences together, seamlessly, almost.
That's right. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. There's a whole section on extracurriculum activities that tells us even more about who he is and what he's passionate about. Should we take a look at that?
Yeah, definitely. Let's see what other hidden gems we can find in this fascinating CV. Okay, so we're back and ready to dig into the extracurriculum activity section. This is where we get to see what someone is passionate about, how they spend their free time, you know, outside of work.
Right. It's easy to just skip over this part on a resume.
Yeah.
But you can really learn a lot about a person from it.
Let's see. Oh, this is interesting. He was really involved in the relief efforts after Cyclone Amphin hit Bangladesh in 2020.
Wow.
Yeah. It devastated parts of the country.
That's really putting your money where your mouth is, so to speak.
It wasn't just about donating money or sending thoughts and prayers. He was actually there on the ground, distributing emergency supplies, providing medical aid. He even helped with search and rescue and community rebuilding.
It says a lot about his character. He's adaptable, willing to step up and help others. Not a lot of people could handle the pressure and, you know, the emotional weight of being in a disaster zone.
Right. And you learn a lot of valuable skills in situations like that.
Absolutely. Leadership, teamwork, thinking on your feet, you're kind of thrown into the fire.
Okay, let's see what else we have here. He was also a communication liaison officer during a long-range missile firing exercise. Wow.
Talk about high stakes.
Yeah, that sounds intense.
Just imagine the responsibility of that. He's the one making sure that air traffic control, the Bangladesh Air Force radar control, and the Bangladesh Navy are all on the same page during a live missile test.
Right. Any miscommunication there could be disastrous.
Yeah, it really highlights how important clear and concise communication is.
Especially when safety's on the line, no room for error there.
You have to build trust with different groups of people, and fast, often under a lot of stress. And those skills are useful no matter where you go. Whether you're coordinating a military operation or managing a team in a business.
That's true. So let's step back for a minute and look at the big picture. We have all this military experience, cutting-edge technical skills, community development, and he takes on all these challenging leadership roles. How does all of that connect to his PhD in business systems and analytics?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
It is.
I think what makes him so interesting is he's not just bringing technical skills to the table.
Right.
He's bringing all these life experiences, different perspectives that influence how he solves problems and approaches research. His military background, that taught him discipline, strategic thinking.
Yeah.
And, you know, that bias towards action.
That makes sense.
His tech skills put him at the forefront of innovation, especially in fintech and cybersecurity.
Yeah.
And his commitment to social good. Well, it tells me he's driven by more than just ambition. He wants to make a real difference in the world.
Mm.
You know, use his skills to help people.
It might be an unusual combination, but it seems to be working for him. I wonder where he'll go from here.
Me too. But before we start speculating too much, we still need to look at his education.
Oh, you're right.
It's the final piece of the puzzle.
Yeah, let's dive into that. See how his formal education complements all that hands-on experience. I mean, he's not just a man of action. He's a scholar, too.
Exactly. Let's see what kind of foundation he's built for himself in the academic world.
Well, he has a Bachelor of Science in Computer Science and Engineering from the Military Institute of Science and Technology. He graduated with a CGPA of 3.47 out of 4.
Not bad.
Pretty impressive.
And it's not just any computer science program. The Military Institute of Science and Technology, they have a reputation for being tough. Their curriculum is rigorous and focuses on how to actually use technology in the real world. I bet it instilled a really strong work ethic in him, a problem-solving mindset, and a really deep understanding of how things work.
It sounds like the ideal background for someone interested in AI and cybersecurity. And of course, he didn't stop there. He's currently working towards his PhD in business systems and analytics at the University of Newcastle. His research is all about how AI, blockchain, and cybersecurity are changing the world of fintech.
So basically, he's going deep on how these new technologies are changing how we deal with money.
Exactly. And his research could have a huge impact on how we bank, invest, and manage our finances in the future.
Absolutely.
So we've got a solid academic background, a ton of practical experience in research that is addressing some of the biggest challenges in finance today. What stands out to you about his academic journey?
I think it's how he connects the technical world of computer science with the more strategic world of business analytics.
Mm-hmm.
He's not just a tech guy. He's thinking about how to use technology to solve real problems.
Yeah.
You know, problems that affect people's lives.
Right. It's not just about knowing the tech. It's about understanding how to use it to make things better.
Exactly. And when you combine that with all of his experiences and his dedication to always learning something new, it's a pretty impressive picture.
We've traced his journey all the way from military captain to PhD candidate. We've looked at his technical skills, his leadership, his community engagement, and his education. It's quite the story, don't you think?
It really is. And as we wrap up this deep dive into his CV, I think the big question is, what kind of impact do you think he'll have on the world of business systems and analytics? Especially with this unique mix of experience and expertise. That's a tough one, but... That's a tough one, but I think it'll be huge, you know?
Yeah, I agree. The range of experience on this one CV, it's amazing. Military leadership, large-scale projects, all the tech skills, even helping communities rebuild after a disaster.
It's really impressive.
Yeah.
And it's not just about having a long list of achievements.
Right.
What really stands out is how he's combined these different experiences. It all fits together somehow.
Yeah, like it shows how important transferable skills are. It's not just about checking boxes. It's realizing that what you learn in one area can help you in others.
Definitely. It reminds all of us that, you know, careers don't have to follow a straight line.
That's a really good point. You don't need to have it all figured out right away.
Absolutely. Try different things. Connect the dots, you know. Don't be afraid to create your own path. You never know where it might lead.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into MD Rafsanjani's CV, let's think about what we've learned.
Okay.
Well, first of all, it really highlights how powerful it is to combine technical expertise with leadership skills and add to that a desire to make a difference.
Yeah, those three things together, it's like a recipe for positive change.
Makes me think of that Einstein quote, "Strive not to be a success, but rather to be of value." It seems like MD Rafsanjani really lives by that.
Yeah, I totally agree. The other thing I think we can take away from this is to think about career development in a more holistic way.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, your career isn't just your job title, right?
Right.
It's everything you learn, all your experiences, the skills you develop, and what you believe in. Mm-hmm. It all comes together.
And those experiences can come from anywhere, like leading a team in the military, volunteering, even doing a tough research project. It all matters.
And at the end of the day, we all have unique skills and experiences to offer.
Yeah. What makes you you? That's what's important. Focus on your strengths, do what you love, and don't worry about being different.
Such a great message. Don't try to fit in. You know, make your own mold.
So as you go about your day to day, think about your own journey. What special skills and experiences do you have? How can you use those to build a career that you're passionate about?
Remember, there's no right answer when it comes to success.
Everyone's different.
Exactly. Be yourself, make your own path, and make a difference in your own way.
And that's it for this deep dive. Thanks for being with us. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep pushing the limits.